From the news desk of the UNnews World Broadcast headquarters, which today is located atop the fish gutting counter at Dirty Sanchez's Fresh Fish Market in San Venerial, California, I'm Todd Lyons. Here's today's top story. Nigeria, just 2 days into launching its first census in 15 years, has found it has an estimated 40 million rich and desperate princes and generals in its population, the press secretary for President Olusegun Obasanjo said today. We were indeed surprised at the amount of high-status people in this country with Swiss bank accounts from whom the government is trying to obtain millions of dollars, the press secretary said in an official statement. In fact, we didn't know we had so many princes, much less ones eager to unload large amounts of diamonds. The population of Nigeria is disputed, but the approximate total looks to be about 120 million. If the current statistics hold true, that means one of every three Nigerians is searching for an American to be a benefactor of their wealth. According to a census, their income was, on average, in the $50 to $250 million per year bracket, which was actually a write-in and not an original choice on the survey, the press secretary reported. It was also noted that this income was not an equivalent, but was indeed in American dollars. Also high in the respondent census surveys, although probably unrelated to the prince and general findings, was the number of Americans kidnapped within the last year. That is to be expected, however, considering each American kidnapped is tax-deductible. The princes typically responded yes to questions such as, do you use electronic mail or email for business purposes, and do people trust you? In a speech in the Nigerian capital of Abuja, President Obasanjo said, the strong and steady flow of business between the princes of our great country and the United States is a sign of healthy Nigerian-American relations now and for the years to come. Although I regret shortchanging so many of our great princes, at least this means that American citizens are comfortable and eager to help our finest citizens. Many Americans found the news very believable. I'm not surprised, U.S. Press Secretary Scott McClellan said in a press conference today. In fact, the president received an email from one of those very princes. Mr. Okondo is going to put $2 million in the president's account right after he pays the $35,000 fee. McClellan said the money will go towards paying off the current national debt. From all of us here at UNnews, goodbye and get lost. Local news is next, followed by a brand new episode of American Euro iPods.